The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Gerald Warner in the British Telegraph recently printed a hard-hitting commentary, and boy, am I glad that the world is waking up. It's called, Why Does President Obama Hate America So Badly? If Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and the rest of the Looney Tunes brigade want to kick America to death, they'd better move in quickly and grab a piece of the action before Barack Obama finishes the job himself. Never in the history of the United States has a president worked so actively against the interests of his own people, not even Jimmy Carter. Obama's problem is that he doesn't know who the enemy is. To him, the enemy doesn't squat in caves, clutching automatic weapons and reciting the most militant verses from the Quran. Instead, it sits around at tea parties in Kentucky, quoting from the U.S. Constitution. Obama is not at war with terrorists, but with his Republican fellow citizens. He has never abandoned the campaign trail. That's why he opened Pandora's box by publishing the Justice Department's legal opinion on waterboarding and other hardline interrogation techniques. He cynically subordinated the national interest to his partisan desire to embarrass the Republicans. Then he had to rush to Langley, Virginia, to try to reassure a demoralized CIA that had just discovered the President of the United States was an even more formidable foe than Al-Qaeda. Don't be discouraged by what happened the last few weeks, he told intelligence officers. Is he kidding? Thanks to him, Al-Qaeda knows the private interrogation techniques available to the U.S. intelligence agencies and can train its operatives to withstand them. So, next time a senior Al-Qaeda hood is captured, all the CIA can do is ask him nicely if he would care to reveal when a major population center is due to be hit by a terrorist spectacular, or which American city is about to be irradiated by a dirty bomb. Your view of this situation will be dictated by one simple criterion, whether or not you watched the people jumping from the Twin Towers. President Obama's recent world tour, cozying up to all the bad guys, excited the ambitions of America's enemies. Here they realized is a sucker they can really take to the cleaners. His only enemies are fellow Americans. Which prompts the question, why does President Obama hate America so much? For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.